Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Okay, we're not going to talk about the big wind or grilled cheese or anything. We usually do a weekend wrap-up, and I was busy this weekend. I'm sure you're busy every single weekend. So
we stayed home this weekend.
Well, yeah, but you could still be busy.
You know did some cleaning. Had a lovely day on Saturday.
Didn't you say you were supposed to start cleaning out the basement?
Did. Okay, that's a whole story. We might need another...
An hour or two?
Oh, Lord. Well, no, here's the thing. It's fine. It's just, don't do this, friends. When you move from one location to another, the optimal thing to do would be to clean out your items before you move. Indeed. Don't just pack them up and move them, which is what we did, full disclosure. Mm-hmm. The house process, it was slow, and then all of a sudden we had a weekend to move. Like, boom.
That's how it happens, yeah.
Yeah.
It creeps up on
like,
you.
It crept up,
yep.
And so then it was kind of like a panic packing.
And that was like a year ago.
2 years ago.
2 years ago, stuff is still in your basement.
Hasn't moved. Still in boxes. And I'm like, okay, we need to donate some things, go through it.
Okay.
So we started to move the boxes this weekend and go through some stuff and make some outdoor plans on a couple of spring projects and whatever. And we're gonna need a dumpster.
Yeah.
We're gonna need to borrow the brother-in-law's pickup truck to go
and
make a donation.
And more.
And we might need like a full weekend with no plans because it's gonna take a full 48 hours.
There you go. I have a friend in Selins Grove who just moved into a new house over the weekend. She lost her 2-car garage. It's now full of everything that didn't make it inside the house or in the basement.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, that happens.
It'll get done, but it's just,
sure.
I looked at everything. And I just said to the husband, I go, Keith, stop. We're not even going to touch this.
Let's just wait till the dumpster
arrives. Because we have to carry stuff out. And I said, all this stuff right here, like we literally made a pile. And I go, these chairs are broken. And we moved them. Like, they're broken.
And if you move them out to the driveway or the carport and the dumpster's not here yet, then all your neighbors drive by and go, hey, look, the goods are moving out already.
No. So I have a couple of phone calls to make on this Monday morning. We're going to price a dumpster. We're going to source one. We're going to have it delivered. And then that way, when we start carrying things up and over, like, it just into the dumpster it goes.
There you go. I had the pleasure to go to the Selins Grove Wrestling Banquet.
Oh, nice.
Yesterday.
Where was that held?
And that was held in outside Danville.
Mm-hmm.
And at this place called The Venue. And I got to meet coaches and families and all that stuff.
Excellent.
And it was pretty neat. But my story here is this. Here's the motto of this story. You could take Tom and Laura out of the coal region, but you can't take the coal region out of Tom and Laura.
Isn't that the truth?
It is the truth. That's what I told this guy. I said, different coal regions, NEPA and SENPA, but it's still a coal region. This guy walks up to me and says, hey, you're Tom Morgan, right? And I gave him my stock answer, depends, do you like him? And he goes, oh, yeah, I love you. I listen to you on the radio. I said, oh, okay. And he says, you work with the girl you work with. Her name's Laura. I go, yeah, that's why we call Tom and Laura.
Yes.
And then he says, Washaleski.
With the correct pronunciation.
That's right. And I say, well, yeah. Laura Washaleski, good. And he says, my family used to own the Sunoco station in Coltmont.
Oh,
right? Geez. So I'm like, okay. And then he talks about knowing your mom and your dad and grandpa and all that. And he says, tell Laura, Ray Manello says hello.
I know all the Manellos.
That's good.
Anne Marie lives up the street, so I grew up with his nephews.
It's a small world.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But my goodness, Dominic and Ray, they're very, very good friends with my dad. My mom and Anne Marie, besties, that's their sister.
Well, this guy is the nicest guy in the world, just like your dad. I could see him hanging out.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, Ray, well, it's nice to meet you. Told me he's worked for UPS for about 35 years
forever.
Or so, and he's getting ready to retire in just a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And he says the only sad part about his current UPS location where he's working out of is he could only hear us till 6:30. So I said, I will give you a shout out at about 6:15. And he
well,
said,
good
okay.
Morning.
So as, hey, Reyes, you're heading to Frackville.
Oh, yes. Yeah, see, if you go up and over the mountain, yeah. you lose 94KX. I know that. But it's hilarious because if you drive that way to Harrisburg, you lose it heading towards Frackville in the interstate.
It comes back.
But then it comes back
exactly.
And you're like in downtown Harrisburg.
Yep, exactly right. So, Ray, good morning to you. It was great meeting you and your grandson, a wrestler.
Oh, I was going
to
say, yeah, it must be one of the grandkiddos that wrestles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just an amazing guy, and spent a lot of his UPS career at the Nori plant. So it turns out that we have a lot of mutual friends in Northumberland. So it is
That's
a small
awesome.
World. And that, like, people like Ray kind of made my weekend, because I love, you know, I love mm-hmm. real people.
You do.
I love meeting real people and telling real stories.
No, Ray, I haven't seen Ray in a little while, but every once in a while, it's so funny. I'll run into his brother Dominic, and well, he did some work on my house uh-huh. with his brother-in-law Brent. Like, it's all connected.
It's all connected.
All connected.
The world is all connected. Hey, it's Tom and Lauren. We're connected to late night TV. Jimmy Fallon has some good news coming up from the CDC,
mm-hmm.
and we've got another new Wise Market contest coming up. We have to talk about.
Fantastic. So we're giving away things on a Monday.
Uh-huh.
We're still questing for the castle.
Uh-huh. That's coming up later.
You got to see Mr. Manila, which is cool.
Yeah, uh-huh. And you looked at a bunch of stuff in your basement.
And then said it's just going to stay there.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
On a big wind day. Okay, I promised I wouldn't talk about it.
I was going to say, what is this big wind thing?
It's so stupid. Why do we have days like this? I don't know, but someone does.
There is a new champion at the Masters. Japan's Hideki Matsuyama.
Who?
And now... Augusta National returns to rich guys. Stinking up the course.
There it is. They were talking about the wind yesterday.
Okay. Masters.
And I was like,
I'm going to take my mulligan on that one.
Take a mulligan, bud.
I take a mulligan on every hole.
So do I. I mean, do real guys when they golf, or women for that much, do they say, oh, I think the wind is going to be a factor today? No, they just like to golf.
Hold on.
Yeah, you lick your finger and you hold it up. Or how about you pull a little grass out of the tee box
and sprinkle it.
And
you throw it, you sprinkle
it
to see which way. Oh, that's very Bagger Vance. Very like... That's a great movie, by the way. Sidebar. Bagger Vance is a great movie.
A great movie. Tin Cup, another great movie.
You know what's funny? That was on TV. It's one of those movies when I see it come on. I have to watch it.
It's like a train wreck. You're supposed to only watch it for 15 minutes, but you find yourself watching.
But then you get sucked in, and like 90 minutes later, because of the commercials, you're like at the end of Tin Cup, rooting for him as he literally self-destructs.
Yeah.
So, but in the end, he gets the girl. So.
But I love the way he could golf the whole course with two clubs, you know, because that's basically what I do.
Because he kept snapping the... Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And what's it? Cheech and Chong, right? Cheech is his little sidekick, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there's Caddyshack, the all-time golf movie. So I'll talk to Chad Evans about this. I have a hard time taking golf serious, but...
Why?
But again, like, just the music.
There is a new champion at the Masters.
Yeah.
Okay, that's love that quiet voice.
Yeah, it's the golf voice. I mean, again, do you and your buddies talk like that on the course? No.
At the Masters.
That's right.
Quiet, please.
So, when you go to...
Tom Morgan.
You go to golf.
Steps up to... He's in the tee box.
He's addressing his balls. He's moving onward.
Today's show is brought to you by golf. Hey, quick note to the networks. It really doesn't need slow motion replay. It's slow enough. Just saying.
News is next.
The never mind.
News sports and AccuWeather.
That little mini comment took me by surprise.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
This is Tom and Laura. Weekday mornings on 94KX.
Mm-hmm. Viral comedy time. Are you ready, Miss Laura?
Okay. When you say things like that, I get nervous.
You should. Because I saved this one because you are what we call the world traveler.
You didn't allow me to listen to this
one. No.
This one was not part of our show prep meeting.
Don't touch that button.
Okay, what is it about?
Today's viral comedy is from a former a former hotel worker.
Okay.
Who tells us what exactly goes on in the hotels in which we stay.
Most hotels don't wash their comforters. So before you go bundle yourself up like a taco in that thing, throw it on the ground and don't touch it. The front desk agents are more likely than not playing games on the computer, scrolling through social media, or watching Netflix. We have cameras everywhere. The hallways, the staircases, the pool. So we can see when you're doing weird things in the hallways or when you're in a fight with your partner. Most of us just aren't paid enough to care. We legally are not allowed to say a room number out loud, which is why we write it down.
No, no, this can't be true for every hotel.
I guarantee all of that's true.
No!
I guarantee it.
So you're not shocked. You're just looking at me like, whatever.
No, because the whole... Don't you remember? This is like... 2 decades too late when Oprah did that whole like show on germs everywhere and they were like doing the swabs of bowling balls and then the black light in the hotels and whatever. That's
don't do
news.
The black light. That creeps me out.
The comforter though, I just choose not to think about it.
Yeah, because you know they come in and replace the sheets, but the comforter's been there forever. What was done on top of that comforter?
Who knows? Here's the thing. When you've backpacked in some countries like I have
and
literally
in the woods. Yeah.
Yep. But then also, like in the tea houses or like when you do hut to hut hiking, it kind of comes like with a blanket. Mm. And in a country that you don't speak the language, they hand you something to keep yourself warm. And it literally is like negative 10 degrees outside. You just take that blanket and you do bundle yourself up like a burrito and you don't ask any questions.
Even though that blanket was made from a dead farm animal who died just a few hours ago.
Yep. Yeah, yep. There you go. You just accept it and you say thank you
in whatever
language they speak.
Well, thank you for talking about world traveling because now I don't feel bad about staying at a Motel 6
at
the Detroit.
Holiday Express.
Yeah.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
News is coming up next. Mark's got that. Rob the Sports Center. And what's that weather guy's name again?
Steve.
Yeah, there you go. Steve the weather guy. Hey, Wise Market, fresh food finds are back. You know what that means? Somebody's going to win today.
That means somebody's getting some free monies to go and shop at Wise.
You know, people love money and people love food. So when you do this Wise Market thing, you get both. You get a gift card with money already on it for fresh food finds at
Wise Market.
All right,
now I have the fresh food item that you have to know.
Okay, you got to remember this, and then sometime later today, probably Mark Stevens, because he likes fresh food as well, give you the chance to win.
All right. Actually, these are very delicious. You and I appreciate them.
Oh, you and I?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so it doesn't go in the blender or the food processor.
It could
to
go
get
in the blender,
up.
But actually it does get squeezed into a beverage.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be lemons or oranges?
Oranges.
There it is.
That's what you have to remember. Fresh navel oranges from Wise Markets. That is your fresh food find of the day. Remember that. And then when you hear the cue to call, you could be the winner of a 25 gift card from our friends at Wise Markets.
Wow, 25 bucks?
Heck yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of navel oranges.
That's a lot of fresh food at Wise. The quest for the castle continues from Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. I think we have caller 4 on the phone, but I'm not sure.
Hi,
you're caller 4.
Yes.
Hello, you're caller 4.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Riley.
Feelings
Grove.
Riley, your mom or dad should probably be on the phone.
I'm right here.
Okay.
He's right here.
Thank you, Riley.
Yep.
Oh, yep.
Okay, thank you.
What do you think, Riley? Would you like to go to visit the mountains?
Yes, I would.
Yes, I would. Is this Riley's mom or dad?
This is Riley's mom.
Riley wants to go to see the mouse.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You are qualified. Congratulations. It's the quest for the castle. Yeah, it's the quest for the castle from Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Tell Riley to cross her fingers. Or is it his fingers?
His or her?
His fingers. Yeah.
His fingers.
Riley, cross your fingers.
There you go.
Riley, cross your fingers. Don't uncross them.
Don't uncross them for weeks.
Yeah.
You only need two things to start your day. A steaming cup of coffee. And more music, more variety right here.
Every morning when I wake up.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Late night soundbite, awesome. On the way. You think Riley's going to keep his fingers crossed for like
he
6 weeks?
He better. Here's the thing. Riley and his family are qualified just for listening. The quest for the castle continues. I don't know. I hope Riley gets to go.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
And birthday buddies coming up. I don't think we could sing today. They're just too weird.
Oh, really? That's disappointing.
Yeah.
I really went out with a bang last week.
We had a good week last
week. We did.
We should start recording some of these as like a Tom and Laura's greatest hits.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree.
You know, but we'll call it birthday buddies' greatest hits. How about that? And then people would be like, oh, I think that sounds like Britney Spears, except they're singing Birthday Buddies. You know, that kind of thing. Because today's musical birthdays are kind of hard to figure out.
Okay.
If I were to say the word, the name to you, Art, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, Art Alexakis.
I don't know.
See, that's why it's not fun anymore.
What group is Art a member of?
Everclear.
Oh, okay. I like Everclear.
Oh, so do I.
Big in the 90s.
He's 59 years old today, okay. So happy birthday there. John Kay. There's another name. I knew maybe 100 John Kays when I worked in radio back in the 70s. Everybody's name was Kay. But anyway, John Kay, 77 years old, Steppenwolf. So go ahead, go on a magic carpet ride.
Okay.
And if that's not old enough, jazz man, but he had one pop hit, an instrumental in the 80s called Rocket. Herbie Hancock is 81 years old.
You're really stumping me, Tom.
Yeah, well, it's not so much that as it's musicians that people might go, what? So,
all right,
we have nothing to sing about.
Then let's bring on the Katy Perry.
There you go.
Bring it on.
All right.
And then we'll just be excited on this Monday. Very emphatically.
Emphatically? You want to go that route?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. It's time for Tom and Laura's Birthday Buddies. Yeah, I like that. Amanda Lebo from Augustaville is 37 today.
A very happy birthday to Amy Ladd, turns 38 today.
Christine Guerra from Milton is 49.
James Pompeo from Coal Township turns 43.
John Batt from Sunbury, 69.
Kara Rothermel turns 49.
Mark Pagan from Sealands Grove is 56.
Melinda Heimbaugh from Sealands Grove turns 48.
Happy birthday to Nancy Lipko. She's a friend of mine from Norrie, 79.
Neil Wagner from Trevorton turns 43 today.
Happy birthday. Going to the text club. Can you wish Caleb Wirtz of Sunbury a fabulous, say it with me, fabulous 17th birthday from his mom, Christy. So there you have it. Yeah, those are the text clubs. Are you looking on the book of faces?
I am.
As you frantically check the monitor?
I am indeed. Okay. A very happy birthday to... Nope, that's from Friday. My bad.
There you go. So nobody's got a birthday listed in Facebook today. But you know what? Everybody has a birthday.
That's right. And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us at 49330. You can call us up on the Ford Fun Line or message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Every weekday morning, right about this time.
Emphatically again. Okay.
It's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
National Big Win today. Oops, Laura told me let's not talk about that today because nobody cares.
it's funny, but also, like, true. No one...
I
guess the strongest wind was recorded today.
But if you just tell somebody, like, Mike, go to work today and say, it's big wind day. Somebody's going to think it's about farting or something.
Yeah, that was my first thought. Yep.
Well, especially coming out of Tom's mouth, you assume that it's moderately inappropriate.
Well, you know, poop is always funny. It's a rule here in the show.
Flatulence is a thing, you know?
Yes. April 12th, 1934, the Weather Observatory on Mount Washington in New Hampshire recorded the highest wind gust ever at 231 miles an hour. We marked this in history, and we thought we beat the record in 96, but we didn't. It didn't happen. So it's Big Wind Day. Why do we celebrate these? You think Joe Snedeker is doing something about it today?
I mean, probably not.
He's probably in the backyard of Channel 16 breaking
sprinkling
wind.
Sprinkling grass.
He's a little crazy. He might do something like that. It's hard to say. That guy's nuts.
Yeah. Yes. You know what? I love him. He's an old buddy of mine.
He's fun nuts.
Yeah. Yes.
He's an old friend of mine. I've never seen him lose his cool. But this weather guy in Arkansas over the weekend lost his cool.
Over Big Wind Day?
Well, no, over Big Wind, as in tornadoes.
Oh, right? Okay.
it seems like this poor guy was trying to do his job, and social media was blowing up with, put the show back on. Oh, we don't care about any tornado.
Oh, no.
So listen carefully, this poor guy.
We're already getting folks that are emailing and calling because we're in the middle of programming, saying if they wanted to watch the weather, they would turn it to another channel. As long as there is a warning in effect for our area, we're going to be on TV. Because okay. If it was your area that was under a tornado warning right now, you would want us on the air informing you. So that's what we're going to do, and we're going to stay on the television. And we've warned folks that, yes, programming is being interrupted, and it stinks. And you know what? We can watch that tomorrow. But we've had this same area just get hit by an EF1 tornado.
There it is. Tornado coming your way or Wheel of Fortune? What do you want to watch? That's what it comes down to.
See, Wheel of Fortune I would allow to be interrupted, but my goodness gracious, do not touch The Price is Right.
Oh, okay. Attention, KTVE in El Dorado, Arkansas.
I'm kidding.
Don't mess with The Price is Right.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Rapper DMX died Friday, a week after he suffered an overdose. He'd been deprived of oxygen for nearly 30 minutes after the OD, and his brain function never returned. By the end of last week, his organs were failing. He was 50 years old. DMX, whose real name was Earl Simmons, released his debut album, It's Dark and Hell is Hot, in 1998. His third album, And Then There Was X, included one of his most popular tracks, Party Up. In addition to his music, X also appeared in several movies, including Romeo Must Die, Exit Wounds, and Cradle to the Grave. But his career was also marred by addiction and legal problems. In 2019, he had seemingly turned his life around after finishing a 12-month sentence for tax evasion and a stint in rehab. DMX has survived, get this, by 15 kids.
Wow!
That makes Eddie Murphy look like an amateur.
Hey, Eddie, step it up, will you?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Nice.
15 kids, yes. Well, let's move on to something a little happier here. Okay. HBO Max is developing a reality competition show inspired by the movie Magic Mike. It's called The Real Magic Mike, and it'll feature 10 men who have, quote, lost their magic. Now, here's the official description. This is what HBO is releasing about the show.
I'm here for this.
They say the show will, okay. Quote, The men will, quote, bare their souls and more as they evolve their bodies, learn to perform spectacular routines, and develop a new level of self-confidence. As they strip, they'll rid themselves of emotional baggage and regain their mojo.
I can't believe you read all that without laughing.
No, wait. Time out. Is Channing Tatum going to be a host?
He is a producer, but yes. It does not sound like he will appear on screen, but he probably will. He probably will, right?
Come on now. I mean, he's the OG Magic Mike.
Yeah.
And for those listening right now, please keep in mind there's Magic Mike and there's Movie Mike.
Right.
Don't confuse the two.
Oh.
A world of difference, yes.
But I feel like, do you need help regaining your mojo?
Will you leave me alone?
I think I might.
Then I highly suggest getting involved in this particular production.
I am going to bare my soul and more. I'm going to,
says the man in the Avengers t-shirt.
Rid myself of emotional baggage.
Oh, my. All right, enough about your package. What else is going on?
Oh, my Lord.
Oh my goodness. Looking at the box office, Godzilla vs. Kong held onto the top spot for a second week with $13 million. Nobody came in second with $2.6 million. The Unholy actually hold up really well. It came in third with $2.4 million. Very small drop from last week, which suggests good word of mouth. Raya and the Last Dragon was fourth with $2.1 million. And the science fiction adventure Voyagers opened in fifth place with just $1.3 million. I'll review that one for you on Friday. And boy, that's an odd film. I'll say for right now, but
I think this whole segment has been odd.
Yes. Well, we need a little oddity on Monday morning.
Yes, we do indeed. What a way to start the week. talking about Mike's mojo, interesting packages, and the Voyagers. Great.
There you go. Mike, please come back on Friday.
I will be here. See you then.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
You've heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right, Thomas, when you go to Starbucks, you expect to get your latte with a cheerful smile.
Yeah.
Your barista, they kind of become your friend.
Yeah.
This barista actually helped deliver a baby 20 years ago.
Oh!
But they were reunited.
Still
just came hang out. He was done. He was ready.
To hear the babies cry right in the beginning, Brian and I were just in shock and complete disbelief.
That situation just caught us off guard. It all happened so fast.
I'm sure you didn't want to have him in the bathroom or the car.
No, but you know, it could have been worse.
So this just happened or what?
20 years ago.
Okay.
So a Starbucks barista named Griffin got to reunite with a kid named Jonathan, who he helped deliver in 2002.
Wait a minute. The barista delivered the baby,
yes.
And then the baby comes in 20 years later as a customer?
Exactly.
Oh, man. That's good news. That's actually weird, but fun.
Google it. The pictures are pretty awesome.
Aw, nice.
All right. Last week, a guy named Chip raised over $8,000 for Habitat for Humanity. Guess what state this happened in, please?
Maybe Florida?
You got it.
There it is.
He drove a lawnmower across Florida.
We're doing an event called the Mowathon, where I'm driving this 4000 series, model number 74055, with a 31-horse Kawasaki, all the way across the state of Florida. I'm driving down State Road 50. Guys, that's a long way. If you're not aware, it takes 3.5 hours in a car. And it's for charity. It's for Habitat for Humanity. It's a great organization. We just want to let you guys know about them.
Yeah, it's a great organization, but isn't that illegal, driving a lawnmower on the highway?
As part of the event, he got permission to drive all the way across the state. He raised over $8,000. Well, the GoFundMe continues, so he now actually is up over $10,000 for the local Habitat Humanity in Florida.
Yay, that's good news.
And last but not least, a school cafeteria worker in Oklahoma named Yannette passed her test to become a U.S. citizen, so all of the students and teachers lined up the hallways to clap and cheer for her.
My dream was to come here to this great country. I was crying like a baby, and the teacher were crying. I know everything about the United States. I learned a lot of history because I love this country.
She is just a joy to have on my staff. I was crying, she was crying, all the teachers were crying, and we're just so proud of her. And I think it means more to us than anyone because she's part of our family.
Yay! Today's day and age of hate for no reason at all. That's a good story. Congratulations, Yannette.
Well, listen to this. She wasn't the only one to pass the test.
Oh!
Her entire family did as well, including her husband and 3 children. They all passed too and are now U.S. citizens.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Thomas, okay, pick up your phone.
Okay.
Is the ringer on or off?
Well, I turn it off for the show because I don't want anybody bothering me.
Okay.
But then I turn it back on at 9 o'clock.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you only have it on mute when we're on air.
Yeah. So that way if somebody's like, I don't know, family, friends, what are you doing?
It's like, sure.
Guys, what do you think I do every day between 6 and 9? Come on.
It's not hard to find the two of us Monday through Friday.
That's right. But then I will be honest, sometimes after 9 I forget to unmute it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm in my office or I'm on the road or whatever. And why isn't anybody calling me today?
Oopsie.
And then I have like 8 missed calls and about 50
now,
texts.
I actually always keep mine on mute.
Why is that?
Because I don't like the notification dings. But then if I get a call, it buzzes my watch.
Oh,
so like that's how I get notified.
You got the Apple Watch there.
No, this is a Fitbit.
Okay.
So same thing though.
Yeah,
I have a smartwatch.
Okay.
But then it buzzes the watch instead of making a noise on the phone. So I can look at the watch and be like, oh, Tom's calling. Hey, Tom.
Also a good idea when you're driving. Yeah, look at your watch and mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I keep mine on mute all the time, actually.
Oh, okay. That's...
Which sometimes is problematic because then I'll look at 27 text messages. Oops.
Where you been, girl? Where you been? I don't know. I guess that's normal, right?
Apparently, 1 in 9 people always keep their phone muted.
Oh, 1 in 9. Well, that's not too bad.
Yep, so recent survey... like 15,000 people were polled, blah, blah, blah. Quite a few of us leave our phones on mute now. And 1 in 9 say they always keep it on silent or vibrate because they don't want to be bothered by it.
Oh.
I guess this is a trend. Muting your phone might be trending. The article says young people were 4 times as likely as older people to say they're always on mute.
Wow. I would think it was the opposite because younger people are always on their phone.
Yeah, but see, I don't like those notifications.
Okay.
Like the bing, bing, and like that. Like, there's a different sound for everything. It's too mm-hmm. much.
So it's you're saying much. Like muting is trending?
According to this.
Wow.
And it's from the government, so it must be true.
News is next. A check on sports and AccuWeather.
Sorry. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Let me just whip out my lightsaber. I like the... During a virtual presentation on the reopening of Disney parks, an executive showed off what looked like a real lightsaber. Is that cool?
I bet it was one of those movie quality ones.
It actually, well, yeah. It actually turned on and off just like the ones in the movies. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's no word on where or when it will be unveiled. And there's no pictures on video, so don't look it up. It's all Disney secret.
How did you know what I was doing over here? I want to see the video.
You're the fastest person on a computer I've ever seen. The quest for the castle continues from Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Maybe you'll be in Disney about the same time they reveal that lightsaber.
That would be so cool.
Oh, that would be totally cool.
Did you ever, you know what one of my favorite things is, at the park, when a little kid, like, runs up to Darth Vader. Say he's walking around the park, right? And the mm-hmm. little kid is also dressed as Darth Vader, or maybe a Jedi, has a toy lightsaber. That Darth Vader character duels him. It's all over the internet.
That little kid is me. That's what I would do.
It's so cool.
That's what I would do. And I'm in my 60s. I'd whip out my little lightsaber. Can we have that noise back again, please? Thank you. I'd whip out my lightsaber.
I love Star Wars.
And Darth would say to me, Morgan, I am your father.
Help me, Obi-Wan. You're my only hope.
Yeah, that would be you with two cinnamon buns attached to the side of your head.
Heck yeah, that's what I was this past Halloween.
There it is. The quest for the castle continues. Keep listening. You could be next. Little Riley called in for his mom today, Kara. We got Kara on the phone. Riley was adorable. He wants to go see the mouse.
He has his fingers crossed. And a big thank you to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram for helping us. Quest for the castle.
Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon and our girl Sam Tyler tonight. That's your lineup. We always wrap up the show with thought for the day. Do you want me to talk about the big wind anymore?
No, let's avoid the big wind.
It's National Big Wind Day.
Or the big balls.
Go for it, blowhards.
The wind, yeah. The balls, the whatever other innuendo. There was a lot of innuendo today.
Well, I'd like to think that movie Mike prompted some of it. So maybe it was Mike, maybe not. It was great to have him in. Overall, good show today. I mean, you guys were great. We gave you the fresh food find of the day from Wise Markets.
Yes, you have to wait. Listen to our pal Chad Evans or Mark Stevens. You never know when they'll ask for that item.
Mm-hmm. And again, that adorable kid who called on the quest for the castle. Riley, you were the best. You made the morning show. You know, other radio stations would have said, I'm sorry, you're not 18 or older. You're
mom
disqualified.
Was right there. And right. I did say that. Because I said, mom handed Riley the phone. That's cool. I was like, hey, where's mom? Somebody 18 or over has to qualify.
And a lot of people do that. They're like, oh, Tom and Laura want us to call. Here, hold this. And if somebody answers it, yell for me.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah, that's fine.
Because we all get put on hold forever.
My goodness. Listen, I have to go call. We didn't even talk about this. We can do an update tomorrow.
Okay.
I have to go call, what's the name of it, to get replacement arms for my rocking chairs.
Okay.
I have to call Ningbo Everlock Outdoor.
Ningbo Everlock Outdoor. That's
yep.
an interesting name.
Yeah.
It sounds like intercontinental, actually.
I believe it is international.
Like maybe Ming Bong Butt Interlock.
And now it is Ningbo Everlock.
It's one of those mergers that aren't really mergers.
We'll visit that tomorrow.
Can we touch on that tomorrow?
We can indeed.
Okay, that sounds good. We like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day.
I kind of want Sunday back. That's all I'm going to say. I kind of want Sunday back.
Yeah, we were both looking at an article earlier this morning that said Monday is still our least favorite day of the week for 100% of people. So you just want Sunday back.
I just want Sunday back. I didn't get all the laundry done, Tom. There wasn't enough time.
And then there's the basement. We talked about that.
Don't even bring it up.
Oops, I brought it up. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.